welcome to a new initiative for 2025. It's RCTV News.
Yes, here we are. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. I'm Matt McCallum.
I'm Frank McKinney.
And here are your headlines. Masami Hirasaka joins Team Associated Product Advisory Board.
The electric on-road worlds have combined in China.
The J Concepts Clash of Champions takes place.
Absolutely everyone has joined Team Coyote.
Silly Season 24 is officially completed.
And Daniel Kobovic has earned himself the Norwegian Radio Control Athlete of the Year.
Daniel, that is amazing. Brief blast of Norwegian national anthem, please. And here's the main news. Over to Team Associated now, and they have appointed Masami Hirasaka to their product advisory board. Don't exactly know what that means, but I guess he will be advising on products.
Yeah, there are pictures online showing him holding the classic gold pan RC10 kit box. Obviously, it's been re-released a few times now in clear and gold and all this. So it's pretty interesting.
Yeah, interesting to note that the day before this was announced, he posted on his Facebook page about all of the achievements of Japanese manufacturers behind Team Associated in the IFMAR World Rankings. So we have Yokomo, Kyosho, Mugen, all doing very well and taking a huge amount of world championships behind Team Associated. I just thought it was curious timing to post Japanese manufacturers have won a lot the next day. I'm working for an American manufacturer.
Interesting. He did note that Associated has 33 world championships. Masami himself, I think he's got 17.
Wow.
Which is an insane amount, which is as many as Yokomo have just all on their own. Of course, he probably has most of those.
Now then, Silly Season 2024 has drawn to an official close. Here is our quick roundup of the movements.
Movers and Shakers, Tater Sontag, TLR to X-Ray.
Ryan Mayfield to Schumacher. Ricardo, content buggy only.
Yes. Ricardo Berton from Infinity to Kyosho.
Marco Barufalo from WIRC to Kyosho.
Noah Ben Mohamed from X-Ray to Schumacher. Cole Tollard, TLR to Schumacher.
Ryan Cavallari, Schumacher to... We don't know!
Yannick Prumper from Yokomo to RC Maker.
Dakota Fend from TLR to X-Ray with a TQ and win at his first event. Congratulations, Dakota.
Good job. And finally, the biggest news of all, Bruno Coelho from X-Ray to Infinity.
Indeed. Now, Yilis Groskamp remained tight-lipped on Bruno's move despite our attempts to tricking him into spilling the beans.
Where is Bruno going?
I can't tell you now.
Okay. But arguably, the biggest moves were Fend from TLR to X-Ray and Bruno from X-Ray to Infinity.
And beyond!
Shut up! We sent Frank out onto the street to find out what the public make of the big Bruno move.
Bruno to Infinity, what do you think?
What's that?
Bruno Coelho, the RC driver.
I don't know who that is.
Time for a word from our sponsors.
We don't have any sponsors right now, but we're ready to add your messages in right here. Prices start as low as $1.99. Send us an email and we can have our people talk to your people. We're waiting for your call. Get in touch.
Now, it has been announced by IFMAR that the 1/10th electric track and 1/12th electric track world championships will be combined once more, reunited and held in China in 2026.
China recently removed the visa requirements for many European visitors, but it remains to be seen what's going to happen with the American racers.
The championships were held together many times in the past, Bangkok in 2008, also in the Netherlands, and apparently in South Africa in 2018. So nothing new for them to be combined, but I think it's a good use of time. Many of the same drivers will go to both, so it's cheaper for everybody. Beyond two tracks, of course, 12 scale indoors and the electric on the new track outside. It's going to be scheduled March 27th to April 5th, 2026, so a lot earlier in the year. Obviously, it was only just held in 24 at the end of the year. So we get a kind of a spring race, which is going to be fantastic.
Maybe it'll set the tone for the rest of the year, or maybe just be another big race for all of the top names.
RCTV held a ruler drop challenge in the pits at various events across 2024. And in the on-road class, Tony Gruber proved to be the champion with the quickest reflexes in catching that ruler.
Yeah, it was pretty interesting seeing how some of the drivers reacting to that one.
Some were terrible.
Some wanted do-overs.
I'll tell you, terrible.
Literal world champions asking do-overs, but...
you don't get do-overs.
No, there's no do-overs.
No, there's no do-overs. No.
But yeah, Tony really proving his worth there, doing it very, very quickly.
More challenges to come in 2025. What would you like us to see us testing drivers with in the pits across this year? Lots of ideas. We are bringing the stick drop challenge, a little exclusive there for you. But yeah, let us know. What would you like us to see? Any ideas? Taste test.
Taste test.
Oh, I was thinking Twister, but obviously we've got to travel. So maybe Travel Twister, which is basically Finger Twister, which is a small Twister mat, which you do with your fingers. I'm developing this concept.
We're working on it.
I think it could be good, actually.
Yeah.
I think it could be really good. So watch out for RCTV Finger Twister coming, maybe, if I can get it off the ground.
Yeah.
Patent pending.
Maybe an app on a tablet or something.
Yeah, an app on a tablet. Yeah. I think it's gonna be good. We can get some support for RCTV's Finger Twister concept. That would be great.
Yeah. Sponsors. You listening?
Yeah.
Yes. It's our favorite part of the week.
It's time for our favorite part of the week.
Well, my favorite part of the week is sharing with you what my favorite part of the week is. And here is my favorite part of the week.
Frank's favorite part of the week. Is new from Keep Smile RC is the Finger Guard safety catch system for the associated BD7 buggy for protect. What? RGB sound activated safety device, 3D designed, available in all best shop. That's Frank's favorite part of the week.
Yes, it's our favorite part of the week.
Well, that was my favorite part of the week too. So more regular features like that perhaps will be coming in future editions of RCTV News. Thank you so much for watching. Should we ever do this again?
Let us know what you think.
Let us know in the comments.
And obviously on any of the news items, tell us your thoughts. Did we miss anything? Tell us what we're missing and let us know. Let us know.
Unless we get 4 reactions on Facebook, we will never do this again.
And Instagram.
Yeah. No, TikTok. We don't get anything on Instagram.
Snap.
Are we saying goodbye now?
Blue Sky? Mastodon? Telegram?
Bye.